Are you angelic? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. Are you angelic? Angelic, what does that mean? That means like an angel. How do we think of what an angel is? What does an angel mean to us? That's something for all of us to consider and wonder about. But what does an angel mean? An angel means all sorts of wonderful things. An angel means our highest and purest thoughts. Our angel means a being of love that radiates that love to all the world. An angel is a consciousness of oneness and joy, an awareness of its oneness as the divine. You see, an angel knows that it's divine. An angel knows that it is God. An angel knows that it not only is a reflection of the godly presence of the infinite allness, but it is the infinite allness. Can we be angelic in everything we do? Can we be angelic in the way we look at the world and how we look at everyone in the world? Can we see this world as a joyous, wonderful, fabulous place in which happiness, peace, and love abide beyond all measure? Can we visualize that? Can we know that? Can we experience that? Can we love that? Well, I tell you, it's who we really are. We are that divine self, that angelic self, that self that sees this world as good and very good. We are the angelic self that sees all on earth enjoying health, happiness, harmony, prosperity, joy, peace, goodness, wonder, and all that's good. We have a lovely lady in Switzerland, and she has gone by many different names, and the name she has chosen for herself recently is Joya. And she sparkles forth like a Joya person. She's just into every new thought positive thing that you could imagine about. Well, recently the students of the University of Healing held a meeting in Switzerland, and it was held at Joya's house. And as one of the participants said, she is a most spectacular lady, a person I would have never believed that could have been so fantastic, so joyous, so marvelous, so beautiful. And I thought to myself, that's joy, that's love, that's being an angelic being. And that's what life's all about, being an angelic being. Now, when Irene saw Joya as an angelic being, she saw herself. She saw Joya expressing outwardly all the angel qualities that Irene has. And the rest of the group, they all saw Joya doing the same things, because they are angelic. You see, when we are angelic, which is all the time, and we look around the world and we see the world as angelic, then we are really living in an angelic world. We are living in a world of peace and harmony and goodness and joy and truth and love, and wow, there's no limit. But you see, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Now, are you ready for living in such a world? Are you ready for living in such a world of joy and peace and harmony and right action and truth and goodness? Are you ready for such a world? Well, if you are, then you now know that it is so. It's not a matter that it's going to be. It's a matter that you and I, we open our eyes, and what do we see? We see an angelic world because we are angelic. We live in our angelic consciousness. We live in our angelic awareness. We are angels. And how wonderful that is. Think about the wonderful thoughts that you have. Think about what you think of yourself. Are you the most wonderful being on earth? That's an angelic consciousness for sure. Do you know that you are divine? That's an angelic consciousness. Do you know that you're whole and perfect and that you're abundant and you're rewarded, not rewarded, but you are all that is good and beautiful and fantastic right now? Well, that's an angelic consciousness too, isn't it? Do you know that you are the creator of your world? You're number one? That's angelic. Do you know that you create everything in your world just as angelic as you are, just as wonderful as you are in every fantastic way? That's an angel action, isn't it? Okay? Now, you're angelic in every possible way, and you create your world. You create the earth as a vision of peace and harmony, as a vision of joy, and that vision is your reality. Know that for yourself. Know that in your life. Know that in everything you do, because that's the truth. Be the angel that you are, and watch your angel self shine forth in a way that you never dreamed possible, because that's the truth about who you are. You are angelic. I am angelic. That's why I can only see angelic beings in my world. You are angelic, and that's why you only see angelic beings in your world. Think about these things, my angel love. And as you think about these things, watch how you begin to recognize something you never thought before, but everyone's an angel, and how lovely, how beautiful, and how satisfying that is. I love you. I love you. I love you, my angel.